Today's question is about hip pain and eyesight. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us via email from Ambar. And Ambar says, "Dear Melissa, I discovered your YouTube channel about 1 year ago. I love your authenticity and that idea of offering real yoga for real people. I would like to ask you for special sessions on hip pain relief. I have done episodes 14, 19, and 119, eyesight, and a new series on emotions, please. So thanks a lot and God bless you." So yoga for hip pain, and I'm going to link to all these classes in the show notes. There are several classes on hips. And all I did is if you go to, there are a few ways you can search. And so maybe this can be a little lesson on search as well. So let me tell you a couple of ways on how to search. If you go to Google and you type melissawest.com/hip openers, you will get pages and pages of classes on hip openers. Another way to search is if you go to YouTube and my channel, and then there's a little search box on my channel and you type in hip openers, you will also get pages and pages on hip openers. And so that's all I did to find classes on hip openers. Oh, my channel on YouTube, YouTube/what? Is it Namaste Yoga or Melissa West or Dr. Melissa West?
I think we'll put that below.
We'll put the YouTube channel in the show notes. Okay. Anyway, in the show notes, we do have all the classes for hip openers in it because there's tons of them. I mean, yoga is, there's loads of classes that have hip openers in them. It's a big theme in yoga. So Namaste Yoga 144, 18, 122, 112, 153, 88, 148. Also, I wanted to bring your attention to some of my value-added videos that are available in our membership site, and some of them are available in our shop. So Happy Hips is available on our membership site, and it is like one of my all-time most popular videos that people just go nuts over. And that would be a great one for hip pain. Yoga for Hip Arthritis is available in our shop. That is a fantastic one for hip pain. And Yoga for Hips and Hamstrings. That one is available in our shop and in our membership site. Now, there's two things I was going to show you. Hip pain, let's look at the root cause of hip pain. So if you sit all day, then I was thinking about this. What would be the root cause of hip pain? It might be one that you sit all day, in which case your hip flexors or your psoas muscle is contracted all day right here from being in that flexed position, in which case a pose like lunge pose would be a great pose for you to practice. So this would just be that one where you're going like this. This would be a great pose to deal with hip pain. So Ambar didn't, we didn't get into a discussion of what the root cause of Ambar's hip pain is, but you could ask yourself, what is the cause of my hip pain? Is it because I sit all day? Or is it because I'm really athletic and my piriformis is tight? So if that's the case, you know, people that are athletes, their butt muscles get super tight and they get something called piriformis syndrome, in which case a pose like sleeping pigeon pose is going to be a better one to target their hip pain. So this one. Okay. So those would just be two off the top of my head to look at the root cause of what your hip pain is. Now, of course, those videos are going to go into much more detail, but I thought I might just throw that in there in this blog post. As far as eyesight, eye yoga is fantastic for working on your eyesight. And there's a previous blog post where I offered three eye yoga exercises, and I'll link to it in the show notes, as well as I linked to Namaste Yoga 111 and 69 with eye yoga exercises in them. And I also wanted to point out that since I did that blog post on eye yoga exercises, which have come up, in Namaste Yoga 205, we did another eye yoga exercise. So I'll put that in the show notes. So there are some Namaste Yogas where we have done some eye yoga. And also, I wanted to thank you for a request for a new series on emotions and ask all of you out there, would you like to see another series on emotions as well? If you would, leave your comments below and let me know. Type your comments at melissawest.com in the comment box, and we'll see if there's enough interest in a new series on emotions. Thanks, Ambar, for a great question.
For more tips on how to take your yoga off of your mat and into your life, visit askmelissawest.com and have Melissa's videos delivered directly to your inbox. While you're there, ask Dr. Melissa West a question. She may answer your question on an upcoming episode of Living Your Yoga.